It's Friday, 1st of June, 2018, and you're welcome to this podcast from Black Knight, Ireland's leading provider of web hosting, domain names and internet services. This is Conor Muinechan in the Black Knight studio, and I'm on Skype with the artist Donacha Cahill. Welcome to the show, Donacha.
Thanks very much, Con. Good to be here.
We're talking today, Donacha, because, well, first of all, because you're a very busy man. Black Knight is a sponsor of the Carlow Arts Festival and specifically of your installation at Carlow Arts Festival, which is on next week, which is the Gramophone. I'm going to ask you in detail about the Gramophone, but just to start, Donacha, will you introduce yourself and tell me about your work in general?
So I'm a sculptor. I'm based in Athenry, Galway. I usually I work in metal primarily. So I suppose I do a lot of kind of private work, public art commissions. I could be working in schools, doing roadside work or private stuff. Or I might do work for arts festivals. And say with some of the work I've created recently, like of my own projects, like the Gramophone, or I have a recent project called Megaloceruses, which is like an Irish elk crossed with a gramophone. Those kind of things. I've been kind of a great way to kind of get them out there is through arts festivals and things like that. So I work in metal. I like working at a large scale as well, and I like kind of getting work out into the public domain as well, because like it's hard to get people into galleries as well, you know, like and I think like no matter what, everybody loves art, even if they love to hate it or they love to give out about it. So it's like, doesn't matter what. I don't care if somebody likes or hates something. Like the reactions out of people are great crack. So that's kind of what I'm about, really. About I describe myself as a bit of a messer in one way as well, and kind of doing experiments and making things and trying to earn a living. Like, you know, that's probably what everybody is really doing in life, even if they think they're in a serious job. But that's kind of me anyway. So that's
I was talking, we went to the launch of Carlow Arts Festival there a couple of weeks back, and I was talking to the director, Jo Mangan, and she was telling me that one of the goals of the festival this year in particular is to bring art out into the streets for people, not to be putting it behind gallery doors or behind theatre doors, rather to actually, I suppose, overflow out onto the street. And your piece in particular, Donacha, is very interesting like that. This medium here, this podcast, is audio only, but if you're listening to the podcast, we're going to post a link and we'll put pictures up on blackknight.blog as well. Will you describe the Gramophone to me, Donacha, for someone perhaps who hasn't seen it? What are we talking about?
Okay, we're talking about, it's 3.2 metres high. The actual, the horn of the Gramophone has a diameter of 2 metres. And it's it's completely mobile, but it functions, although it doesn't function off a record or anything like that. Say I have it, the audio in it, like it's the horn, it's interesting as well because it lets the sound out. Like it travels, it uses the air and it uses what's around it to travel. So if the wind changed or something like that, all of a sudden the sound could be blown off in a different direction or things like that. But from a kind of a scale point of view, it's 3.2 meters tall. It's about a ton in weight, and I've designed it to be specially mobile. So the Gramophone, it's, even though it's an audio piece and everything that people can enjoy, what I'm trying to do with it as well is create a story, and like that it goes places. Because with a lot of my pieces of work, even though I'm going to a town and everything as well, and say I might be there as an artist who I might be there for an event or for the community, but I kind of find as well the Gramophone, I learn an awful lot about places and people, and it takes me to places, and it's a great way of communicating and meeting people as well. And it's a very sociable thing, because I think that's the important thing about, say, you know, people kind of might say as well, what's the point of art in public spaces, or any art form, whether it's a performance in a public space or, you know, things out in the open. What it does, it creates conversation, and it gets us all talking about something else beside the weather, I suppose, like, you know. And that's kind of what it's about. It's kind of, like I made the Gramophone, I don't know, I think I just had a notion. I always try to make something as big as possible, and then I go, why did I make that? And it's a bit of, I could just have things on my mind, you know, and then it just turns out to be 3 o'clock in the morning in my workshop in Payne, trying to get it finished for something, or yeah, so it's all about experiments, you know.
Yeah, well, I think, Donuga, older listeners and not so old listeners, or anyone who's ever encountered one of those old gramophones, I think in reality, there's something I think that strikes you about it. You can find them, of course, in antique shops, and people have them as heirlooms and that nowadays still as well.
Yeah.
But and I think when we're talking about this kind of modern technological age and all of this, there's a kind of a disconnection nowadays, isn't there, really, between form and function, in the sense that you may have for example, you might have a mobile phone in your pocket, and nothing really about the form, nothing about the form of that is necessary to produce the function. But if you look at the gramophone, what has struck me about, I know that we had one at home at one point, and it was a completely mechanical device. There was, you wound it up, there was no electronic amplification whatsoever. Tiny vibrations in the needle caused by the record were amplified into sound. And the thing that amplified them was this great big horn. It's a completely physical process, you know. And that's, I think, what I think is exciting looking at your piece, in that you know, this horn isn't just for it's not just for appearances. In fact, it's not for appearances at all. It is that shape so that you can have that amplification. Isn't that right?
It is, yeah. It's like in kind of you know, you can feel the sound coming through. You can see how the sound works. Say when you, like, as I said before, because mine is not, it's not record based. Like, you know, there is a tiny little speaker. But the speaker is where the needle is. Say if you looked at, say, in the old gramophone, the needle is doing all the work and it brings it up and out through the gramophone. You can almost, you can visualize where the sound is going and out. You can kind of see it. You can trace it. And it's the same idea with the giant gramophone. And I suppose it's interesting you say that as well, because, you know, when you think about, say, use the speaker in your phone or any of these Bluetooth speakers, there's something, you know, there's an aesthetic. It doesn't need to be an aesthetic because it's just pure functional. But when you look at, you could imagine like people sitting around a gramophone as well and listening to it. It was something beautiful to look at. And even all that kind of old world technology, like the old radios or something, like it was something beautiful to look at. And it captured your attention as well. Yeah. And you sat and you faced that direction. And it held your attention as well, I think, as well. That's what the object is doing. It's holding your attention, and then it's like, you know, feeding you the audio as well. So there's something really special about it, and as well that it was, and especially that it was built for function as well. You know, I think that I'm a big believer in, say, like, as a sculptor as well, I don't get carried away with plans sometimes. I always think, like, build for function, because when you build for function, it has to work, and you always come out with something beautiful. Because
that's true. I mean, when form follows function like that, you have there's an aesthetics all of its own there, isn't there, really?
There is, because sometimes, even if you look at old cars or things like that, you know, you go back anything, you know, '60s backwards, like, you know, they were building for function as well. And like, they were all beautiful. And you look at all these new cars as well, and somebody trying to really design it, you know, and you're going, oh, my God, like, you know. But
what's it made from, Donuga?
It's made from mild steel. So it's all paneled. And like, there's a special trailer built underneath it. And it's funny now, because we're talking about sound and quality and audio and everything. But like, the funny thing about it is, when that's out in public, right, the way I have it designed is I can pull up with this. It's a specially built trailer unit. Next thing, all these panels, they flick down. You don't know how it's traveling or how it got there, because it looks like it weighs a couple of tons.
Yeah.
But when, say, if there's anybody from like an engineering point of view, or even farmers love it, because I'm from an agricultural background, and I would have used a lot of agricultural fittings in kind of making these kind of special clamp down things that are like off trailers or things for getting, you know, like a sheep gate or something like that. And farmers, they'd be looking at it weird, and they're kind of, oh, what the hell is this big yoke? And as soon as they see that little attachment that is from like a sheep trailer or something like that, they go, oh, look what he used instead of like, look at the giant horn or whatever, like, look at the thing off the sheep trailer. And but that's the interesting thing, because as soon as they see that, they relax, and next thing, it's kind of, you know, it's then they start to engage with it more. And I kind of notice that with a lot of sculpture, if a lot of things I make, like, say, if especially something about men as well. Men are kind of big into their kind of, you know, kind of big metal, strong and everything like, and they can relate to it. Oh, there's welding or there's metal or there's something.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a catalyst for kind of, you know, now we can start talking about the audio and talk about, you know, things of the past. And it's a nice kind of icebreaker, I suppose, as well. So it's funny, those little elements as well. You wouldn't be thinking how important they are for breaking the ground with people.
So you move it around. You have all kinds of clever techniques and tricks for that. You set it up then, Donnacha, and it's installed in a town square, in a public space or something like that. What happens? How do people respond?
Well, it's funny. I suppose like it's like, I suppose generations, there's like kids who are just like, what is that or whatever? And it draws people to it as well. And like, I think as well, different generation, like you see, how would you say, parents and kids explaining to parents and everything, and people touching the vibrations and everything like that. And I think people just, it's just a happy thing that people enjoy. It's very simple. You know, it's a very simple idea. I was just saying, like, I was working in Mount Shannon today. I was installing a sculpture, and I worked there previously with the gramophone. I brought it there as well. And the connections it makes for me to people and conversation, it's just great. And it's kind of like, it's a little kind of, how would you say it? It's kind of like a magnet, and people kind of, you know, it creates conversation and things. It's just a good vibe, really, like, you know.
And it works, Donnacha, and people are, it's not just something you look at. People are encouraged to interact with it. And as I understand it, you can actually bring along your own audio on an iPhone or an iPod or something and plug that in. What happens there?
I was going to say, you can bring along your own audio. I always like kind of people to bring along something that's more special. Like, say, even record yourself, or if you want, record your family, record your family having a fight or something mad, anything, like, you know, and to play that through it, or even kids or simple recordings. Because I remember I was in the Galway Arts Festival, and there was a woman following me around, and she was asking me to play a Christa Berg song, like, you know. So anybody listening, if you come near me with a Christa Berg song or Westlife or anything, just no. Yeah. Like, but, you know, it depends. I'm not going to be like that. But,
so do you have a playlist then, Donnacha, yourself?
I just kind of like to play whatever to it, whether it's kind of like old time. I don't really know. It can depend, like, but it depends on people. Because I remember there was this lady I met once, and quite an elderly lady, and she was big into opera and everything, and she asked me to play a few pieces. And she said, can you do this? And I said, oh, yeah, I can get that and play it. But, like, I played it, and she just sat down and just kind of just appreciated it. And then she started ringing her friend saying, I'm here, I'm in Galway, listening to a giant gramophone. They probably thought she had just, you know, lost the plot altogether, like, you know. But, it's really, anything can happen. I'm like, anybody come with anything, like, you know, except Christa Berg and Celine Dion. Yeah, that's a no-no. No.
Well, I suppose on behalf of the community, Donnacha, all I can say is thank you for what you do, and thank you for making that artistic contribution to community life.
They might not be thanking me now when I'm playing your Christa Berg and Celine Dion collection.
On behalf of Black Knight, I want to say thank you as well, and that we're delighted to sponsor your installation at Carlow Arts Festival next week.
I want to say thank you for Black Knight and to the festival as well for having me down.
Fantastic.
It's a great privilege and a great kind of boost to the old ego, like, you know, and like that somebody has confidence in your work, somebody likes your work to have you down. So, like, it's fantastic for me, and a great profile as well. So thank you to Carlow and to Black Knight as well.
And it's good to see that you're busy. And as you say, you're at Carlow, or you're at Mount Shannon Arts Festival this weekend, is it?
Mount Shannon Arts Festival. I'm doing Mount Shannon, and the gramophone is at another festival called the Cafe Arts Festival as well. So that's it now. And I'm sitting in a Tesco car park as well at this moment in life. So I'm most moment in time. So I'm living the dream, you know.
Fantastic. Well, I'm delighted to hear it, Donnacha. The gramophone, if you haven't seen it, keep an eye out for it at a festival near you around the country, and specifically next week at the Carlow Arts Festival on Friday the 8th of June. It'll be at the Fair Green Centre in Carlow. And then moving that evening to Carlow College, where it will be at the Festival HQ there on Friday evening, and also on on Saturday afternoon and on Sunday afternoon as well. Donacha Cahill, thanks for talking to us, and have a good bank holiday weekend.
Okay, no problem, Con. Same to yourself. Thanks a million.
You're listening to the Black Knight podcast. That was Donacha Cahill, a sculptor based in Galway, who's the artist behind The Gramophone. It's a beautiful piece that you can see next week at Carlow Arts Festival in an installation that's sponsored by Black Knight. And if you want to see it sooner, just click through on your podcast app to go to the blog post that goes with this episode, or visit blackknight.blog. We'll have pictures and videos that Donacha has posted of previous excursions with this artwork. Blacknight.blog is also where you can subscribe to the podcast, and you can leave comments as well and read about what else we're up to. I've posted about our bank holiday office hours for Monday. You can read that there as well. And you can also read about the Ocean to City boat race, which is on this weekend in Cork. Black Knight is one of the sponsors of that event, and you can find out more information about that at oceantocity.com. Agus Sinnevil. That's it for this episode. Don't forget to subscribe at blacknight.blog. Gudian Hedurella, Slán agus Panacht.